J Country 101 is WPGW-FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good afternoon from Fort Recovery Middle School, the site of the Fort Recovery High School softball diamond. They have a beautiful new complex here under construction for both softball and baseball. The softball field is basically the same as it has been, but some new additions. The baseball field right next door, of course, is all brand new, as they've played on the older baseball field now for a number of years. Fort Recovery and Ridgemont battling here. They're two teams that are pretty even in the win-loss column. Ridgemont is 9-7. Fort Recovery is 10-7 on the season. This is the first round of the sectional tournament. Again, Fort Recovery and Ridgemont coming up here this evening on PG14, J Country 101. Again, on the if you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our other stations. 105.3 FM and 1440 AM is carrying Jay County tonight. Again, 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. We'll be here at Fort Recovery for the entire game here, Fort Recovery and Ridgemont, coming up this evening. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this break.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talents. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types, and if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too, and then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman, Gut Health and Food 101, on Thursday, May 12th at 6 p.m. Learn how to make a gut happy with probiotics, food enzymes, and optimal food. Food tasting will be $2.50 for kids and $5 for adults. Registration is required by calling 419-375-2092 or call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here once again at Fort Recovery, as Fort Recovery and Ridgemont in the high school softball sectional here this afternoon. Let's give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the home team, the Fort Recovery Indians, leading off will be freshman Emma Will, who is playing right field. Hitting number two is senior Chloe Greasy, the shortstop. Hitting number three, Sophie Pearson, who is a junior. She is playing first base today. Hitting number four is the pitcher, Jackie Homan. Hitting number five spot is Maddie Guggenviller. Maddie's a junior. Hitting in the number six spot is Kinsey Garkey, a sophomore. She is playing center field. Hitting number seven is Ella Shane, a freshman who's playing third base. Callie Wendell is hitting in the number eight spot. She is playing second base. She's a sophomore. Ava Greasy is hitting number nine. She is the designated player. She's a freshman. She's hitting for Macy Shinneberry, who is a senior and playing left field. Again, Emma Will, Chloe Greasy, Sophie Pearson, Jackie Homan, Maddie Guggenbiller, Kenzie Garkey, Ella Shane, Callie Wendell, Ava Greasy, and Macy Shinneberry in the lineup for the Indians. For Ridgemont, they have Amaya Jones leading off. She is the center fielder, a freshman. Brooke Nelson is hitting number two, the shortstop, a senior. Hitting number three is Amanda Howland. Howland is a catcher and a senior on the team. Hitting number four is Hallie Howard. Hallie is the pitcher and is a junior. Hitting number five is Braxton Thomas, a junior. She is playing right field. Kylie Shreve is hitting number six. Kylie's a freshman playing left field. Hitting number seven is Whitney Bailey. Whitney is a senior playing third base. Emma Smith is hitting number 8, another senior. She is playing second base. And Aubrey Bailey is hitting number 9. Aubrey is the designated player. She's only a freshman. She is hitting for Jada Dondrea. Dondrea, that's Jada Dondrea, who is a sophomore and plays first base. So those are your lineups for Fort Recovery and for Ridgemont this evening. We're about set to go with the start of the game in just a few moments here. So let's take another break for our commercial message, and we'll return here at Fort Recovery right after this. Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Fort Recovery, leading off is Amaya Jones for Ridgemont. She's hitting about 217. I wouldn't guarantee that the averages I have for max preps are correct, so they're probably close. Amaya Jones hitting 217. Again, she's only a freshman playing center field, facing the Indians' Jackie Homan to start the game here. First round of the sectional tournament. There's a swing and a miss. And we do not have a scoreboard here because they're renovating the field. And so I'm going to have to learn to keep track of balls and strikes in my scorebook here, which I don't usually do. Here's a liner right back to Jackie Homan for the out. Amaya Jones is retired. One away. That'll bring up Brooke Nelson. Fort Recovery baseball team is playing at New Bremen tonight. So good luck to the Indians there in a conference game. They'll play their first sectional game on the 17th of May, which is actually next Tuesday. Brooke Nelson, the batter, a senior, plays shortstop for Ridgemont. Here's a pop-up. Second baseman says, "I have it," and she does. That's Callie Wendell. So Brooke Nelson pops up to Wendell for the second out. That will bring up Amanda Halland. Brooke Nelson, by the way, came in hitting about 580. So her bat is really smoking. Amanda Halland steps in now hitting 239. She's the catcher for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Here's a swing and a foul ball off to the left side. Strike one. Once again, Jackie Homan on the mound for the Indians. Sophie Pearson is playing first. Callie Wendell at second. Chloe Greasy is shortstop. Ella Shane is over at third base. Macy Shinneberry's out in left. There's a ball. Kenzie Garkey is in center. Emma Wills in right. Maddie Guggenbiller is behind the plate. And again, Jackie Homan is on the mound. Jackie has been the ace for the Lady Indians. Here's a swing and a foul back. Not only this year, but last year as well. One ball, two strikes to Amanda Hallen, the number three hitter in the order for Ridgemont. Here comes the next pitch. That's low for a ball. Got a count in two and two.
Amanda.
Hallie Howard would be next if Amanda Hallen can keep things going here for Ridgemont. Top of the first inning, no score in the game, nobody on base. Here's a swing, and the second baseman, Callie Wendell, goes over right in front of the second base bag and makes the play for the out. And the Indians have a quick 1-2-3 inning here. No runs, no errors, no hits, nobody left on base for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. We're at the middle of the first inning. The score, Ridgemont nothing, Fort Recovery coming to bat.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
We're at Fort Recovery Softball Diamond, which is right next to the middle school, elementary school here in Fort Recovery. A brand new baseball field being constructed just to our backside here. They are not going to be using that this year. Hopefully it'll be ready to go next year. They were hoping to have it ready this year, but just didn't happen. So the Indians are playing on the old field, which they thought they had played their last game on that at the end of last season, but that was not the case. Okay, it'll be Emma Will, Chloe Greasy, and Sophie Pearson stepping up here for the Indians. For Ridgemont, they have Jada D'Andrea at first base, Emma Smith at second, Brooke Nelson at shortstop. Whitney Bailey is over at third, Kylie Shreve out in left. Amaya Jones is in center. Braxton Thomas in right, Amanda Howland is behind the plate, and Hallie Howard is on the mound for Ridgemont. Again, both teams very similar record. Ridgemont is 9-7, Fort Recovery 10-7 on the season. Here comes the first pitch from Hallie Howard. It's a bunt, picked up by Howard, throws, and she is safe, beat it out. Emma Will beats out the bunt for a base hit. Indians have their first base runner of the day here in the bottom of the first inning. That brings up Chloe Greasy. Chloe's the shortstop for Fort Recovery. Another senior. Swing and fouls it at the plate. She'll be followed by Sophie Pearson. And Jackie Homan is hitting in the number four spot. Beautiful day, by the way, here. Breeze blowing in from the right field fence. There's a base hit up the middle. Two straight hits. Emma Will has to stop at second base. Single for Emma Will, single for Chloe Greasy, and here is Sophie Pearson. Sophie is a junior, plays first base for the Lady Indians. She bats from the right side. Here comes the pitch. Call a strike.
You coming, Haley?
Haley Howard is the pitcher for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Pronounces her name Haley. Here comes the next pitch. It misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. Sophie hitting around 300, somewhere in that area. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a ground ball, third baseman. There's one out there, and that's all they can get. They force Emma Will at third base, and so Sophie Pearson is on at first on the fielder's choice. Chloe Greasy advancing to second. And Emma Will is retired, unassisted by the third baseman, Whitney Bailey. Fastball misses for ball one. Jackie Homan at the plate now. Senior pitcher for Fort Recovery. Chance to help herself here by driving in a run. Here's a swing and a pop-up out of play. Right behind us here, we're sitting on the visitor's side on the first base line of the softball diamond here. After Homan, Maddie Guggenbiller is slated to hit. This is for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nice fastball there. There's a swing and a drive to right field. Right fielder lost it in the sun. It's in there for a single, and they're not going to be able to score. Oh, now Ridgemont throws it away. There's an error, and that is going to allow Chloe Greasy to score on the play. So give Jackie Homan a single. That was a sun-assisted single as the right fielder, Braxton Thomas, couldn't find it in the sun, and it fell untouched. Should have been caught, or would have normally been caught. Chloe Greasy scores. Give Jackie Homan, no RBI on that, because that was scoring on the air. It was Chloe Greasy. So moving over to third base on the play was Sophie Pearson, and down at second is Jackie Homan. And here is Maddie Guggenbiller. Call strike.
He's giving that outside, Haley.
Believe it's 1-1. Again, we have no scoreboard here. It's part of the renovation still. That is not up yet. Here's a swing and a smash to right center. Indians have their bats humming. That's going to bring two runs home. And that's a two-run single for Maddie Guggenbiller. Two RBIs for her there. Scoring on the play was Sophie Pearson and also Jackie Homan. So that makes the score 3-0. Fort Recovery in the lead. Here's Kenzie Garkey. Ground ball up the middle. Picked up by the shortstop. They try for the double play. They don't get it. There's a throw on the air. And that's going to allow the runner to go to second base, Kenzie Garkey. So Kenzie Garkey hitting into a fielder's choice. They retired Maddie Guggenbiller at second on the force play. That went 6-4 for the second out. And then advancing to second base was Kenzie Garkey on the air. This will bring up Ella Shane with two outs. Ella bats from the right side. Call strike. Ella has a very nice batting average this year, hitting around 300. She's only a freshman for this Fort Recovery team. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Knocked down by the third baseman. Throws to second. They have the runner off at third, and she is going to be safe at third base, sliding in under the throw. I'm going to call that an error on the third baseman. Should have been an out there. She couldn't quite field it. So reaching first base on the air was Ella Shane. Now advancing to third was Kenzie Garkey. Garkey just missed being tagged out at third base. Nobody scored on that play. There's a swing and a foul back. Your batter now is Callie Wendell. Callie hitting about 350 on the year. Sophomore plays second base. She had two pop-ups for outs in the top of this inning. 3-0 score here. Fort Recovery leading. This is for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the runner, Ella Shane, just goes down to second base for a stolen base there. No throw on her. So Indians have runners at second and third with two outs. Here's a swing, a slow roller, goes foul. Will pop up down the third baseline, and as soon as it hit, the spin sent it into foul territory. Haley Howard is on the mound for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers, having a tough first inning here. There's a swing and a miss.
That's three.
That's strike three, and that's the third out of the inning, and the inning comes to a close as Fort Recovery ends up with three runs in the inning. They lead 3-0. We'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we're back here at Fort Recovery. Softball sectional going on here. First round game of the sectional. Fort Recovery right now with a 3-0 lead after the first inning. Here's a ground ball picked up by Callie Wendell. She underhands it over to the first baseman, and it drew the first baseman off the bag. So there's an error that allows Ridgemont to get a runner on here to start the inning. That was Haley Howard, the pitcher who made it to first base. That'll bring up Braxton Thomas. In that first inning for Fort Recovery, they had three runs on four hits. There were three errors on Ridgemont, and two were left on base for the Indians. So it could have been worse for Ridgemont. It wasn't good as it was, but Indians stroking the ball pretty well there in the first inning against Haley. Haley Howard. This is for a ball, one ball, one strike to Braxton Thomas. Thomas bats from the left side, one of the few left-handed hitters today. She is a junior playing right field. Swing and a miss. Once again, the Indians have Jackie Homan on the mound here this afternoon. One ball, two strikes.
Come on, Brax. There you go.
The batter again, Braxton Thomas. Swing and a fly ball foul down the third baseline. Count will remain one ball, two strikes. Pretty good connection there for Braxton Thomas, but it tailed away foul. Nice crowd on hand here this afternoon. A beautiful sunny day. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Picked up by the first baseman. Tosses to Callie Wendell for the out there. As Sophie Pearson able to field that, and then Callie Wendell coming over to cover first base, and Pearson throwing the ball to Wendell for the outs. Braxton Thomas is retired 1-4 for the first out. Going to second was Haley Howard, and that'll bring up Kylie Shreve. Kylie's hitting from the right side. It's a swing and a miss for strike one. Once again, Fort Recovery playing at New Bremen in baseball this evening. Swing and one past the third baseman for a base hit. That's going to bring home a run. And going to second on the throw coming in is Kylie Shreve. So I'm going to give her a single. Goes to second on the throw. Gets an RBI as she drives in Haley Howard from second base. And that makes the score 3-1 now. Richmond has closed the gap, and that'll bring up Whitney Bailey. Bailey is a senior playing third base. Swing and that pitch was way low, but she swung at it anyway and got a piece of it for a foul. Emma Smith is on deck for Ridgemont. We're in the top of the second inning. Fort Recovery leading 3-1. Swing and a miss at another low pitch. That's two strikes. No balls, two strikes to the batter. Whitney Bailey. There's a swing and a ground ball got by the shortstop for a single. That could score another run. Here's the throw home, and she's out. Trying to score from second base was Kylie Shreve, and she is retired. Nice throw from Macy Shinneberry from left field.
Let's go.
Came in to catcher Maddie Guggenbiller, who retired the runner. I'm going to go ahead and give Whitney Bailey a single on that. She advanced to second on the throw. And that's two away now.
Swing a hard, Bean.
Emma Smith, your batter now. A senior playing the second base position. It's a swing and a miss.
Ahead of it.
After Smith, Aubrey Bailey is scheduled to hit for Ridgemont. They've cut the lead down to 2 runs, 3-1 at the moment. There's a swing, a slow roller to Jackie Homan, picks it up, fires to first baseman Sophie Pearson, and Emma Smith is retired 1-3. So in the inning for Ridgemont, they come up with 1 run. They do have a total of 2 base hits, 2 singles in that inning. There was 1 error on Fort Recovery and had 1 runner left on base. We're at the middle of the second inning, the score. Fort Recovery leading Ridgemont 2-1. I'm sorry, let me correct that. Fort Recovery leading Ridgemont 3-1 is the score.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Back here at Fort Recovery, scores 3-1. Fort Recovery leading here in the sectional game, first round sectional game. Next game will be for the sectional championship on Thursday and it will probably be here against either Marion Local or St. Henry, I believe. Fort Recovery baseball team will play at Delphus St. John's next Tuesday in their first round sectional game. Tonight they're playing at New Bremen. Just had an injured player for some reason. Didn't see what happened there. Like somebody might have turned their ankle or something.
Too much dance in a crowd.
And that must have been, I'm guessing that was Emma Smith, maybe. She was the batter running down to first base. I missed all that, what happened there. But anyway, they're going to have a change at that position, which is second base. Let's see who they put out there. Looks like, let's see. Well, so far, nobody's been put out there. Or is it? Yeah, I think number 11 is going out to play second base.
Out there where they can't hit it, Amanda, if he's calling it. We know where he's calling it. Keep it here.
Yep.
So, I don't know if I can figure out who that is or not. We'll try. Move to the bottom of the second inning here at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 3-1. Let's see. Number 11 is Karcher. So she will be the new second baseman. Emma Smith will go out of the game. See if I can figure out her first name here. Olivia Karcher is the new second baseman for Ridgemont. First batter for the Indians stepping in here. Is going to be Ava Greasy. Here's a swing and a miss. She's the only player that didn't hit in the last inning, in the first inning. Fort Recovery sent eight batters to the plate in the first inning to score three runs on four hits. Ridgemont committed three errors. Next pitch. There's a pop-up. And nobody can get there.
Good hustle.
That was playable, but nobody could get there. The catcher, Amanda Howland, and I believe Jada D'Andrea, the first baseman, tried to get there and couldn't get there. Once again, Ava Greasy is your batter. She's a freshman. She is the designated player hitting for Macy Shinneberry out in left. Here's the pitch, swing and a ground ball by the third baseman. And on at first base with a single is Ava Greasy. That went off the mitt of Whitney Bailey. It was off to her side. I'm just going to go ahead and give Ava a base hit on that. That will bring up Emma Will. Emma singled back in the first inning, ended up being forced at third base for the first out of the inning for the Indians. Runners going, and she is in there safely. Stolen base for Ava Greasy. Pretty close down there, but Ava was able to make it in there. Again, Emma Will is your batter. Hits from the right side. Here comes the pitch from Haley Howard. There's a swing and a foul back off the net. Just put up a brand new netting here at the softball diamond. It's stretches from one dugout to the other. Part of the renovation here was a brand new wall. And I'm guessing the dugouts were all new as well. There's a swing and a foul back. New scoreboard on the way, but it's not up yet. Emma Will, the batter. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to the third baseman. Nice play. Here's the throw to first. And they got her. So that went from Whitney Bailey to Jada D'Andrea. 5-3 for the out. Emma Will retired. One away on the play. Ava Greasy advances to third. That'll bring up Chloe Greasy. Chloe, a senior on this club. She singled and scored back in the first inning. There's a swing and a foul back against the netting. Chloe wearing a rather unusual number for softball, 86. I'm sure there's a story behind that. This is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Chloe Greasy, the batter here. A swing and it hit the runner, and she's okay. She was in foul territory. I think she's okay. That was a foul line shot foul, and it hit Ava Greasy down at third base. Next pitch, there's a swing and a smash off the right side out of play. I wonder if Chloe and Ava are sisters. If so, Chloe will have to say, "Gee, sis, I'm sorry I nailed you." Here's the next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, catcher drops it. Throws to first, gets it, runner's coming home. And she is safe at home. So Chloe Greasy is retired on strikes for the second out. But on the throw down to first base, Ava Greasy able to come home with the run. And so the Indians now take a 4-1 lead with two outs. And there's Sophie Pearson stepping in. Again, facing Haley Howard of the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Here's a swing, a little pop-up. And Howard makes the play, racing behind her, behind the pitcher's mound, and grabbed it for the out. Nice play there for Haley Howard. So Sophie Pearson pops up to the pitcher for the third out of the inning. One run on a total of one base hit. There were no errors and nobody left. We're at the end of the second inning. The score is Fort Recovery 4 and Ridgemont with 1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian team. Boar's Welding.
Well, we move to the top of the third inning. Ridgemont needs 3 runs to get this game tied up. Fort Recovery leading 4-1. Her First pitch is a swing and a miss. Batter's Aubrey Bailey for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers.
Open up on the ball.
No balls, one strike. Here's the next pitch from Jackie Homan. Misses for ball one and one. This is the first time at the plate for Aubrey Bailey, who's the designated player. She is hitting for Jada D'Andrea, the first baseman. This is for a ball. Two balls and one strike to Aubrey Bailey. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a foul off the right side, out of play. Full recovery has Sophie Pearson at first, Callie Wendell at second. Chloe Greasy is the shortstop. Ella Shane is at third. Macy Shinneberry's out in left. Kenzie Garkey in center. Emma Wills in right. Maddie Guggenbiller is behind the plate, and Jackie Homan is on the mound. This is for ball one. I'm sorry. Let's go back. That's ball three. Ball three to the batter. Here comes the pitch. Swing. Play is made by Sophie Pearson at first and tags the bag unassisted for the out. Aubrey Bailey is retired for the first out. First baseman Sophie Pearson unassisted. That'll bring up the top of the order. Amaya Jones will step in now. She lined one back to the pitcher for an out back in the first inning. First pitch is a ball. Brooke Nelson is on deck here for Ridgemont. Again, Ridgemont 9-7 on the year. Fort Recovery 10-7, so both teams have very similar records. Misses for ball, ball two. Jackie Homan looking for her sign from her catcher, Maddie Guggenbiller. Here comes the pitch. This is outside for ball three. 3-0 count to Amaya Jones. Jackie Homan just needs to get it across the plate here. There's a call strike. Amaya Jones was determined not to swing at that with a 3-0 count. Now it's 3-1.
Right here, Maya, you're good. Let's go, 2-3.
Homan set the pitch again. Here's a pop-up caught again by the pitcher, Jackie Homan. That's the second time in the game that Amaya Jones has popped up to the pitcher, Jackie Homan. It was more of a line drive last time back in the first, but two away, and that'll bring up Brooke Nelson. She's got a big bat, hitting well over 500. Swings and misses at a low pitch. She popped up to second baseman Callie Wendell back in the first inning. So 0 for 1 on the day. Here's the next pitch. Back to the shortstop. Nice clean play by Chloe Greasy. Fires over to Sophie Pearson for the outs. Brooke Nelson is retired 6-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. A 1-2-3 inning for Jackie Homan. We are at the middle of the third inning. The score, Fort Recovery leading Ridgemont by a 4-1 margin.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Moving to the bottom of the third inning for Fort Recovery, coming up here will be Jackie Homan, Maddie Guggenbiller, and Kenzie Garkey. Jackie singled and scored back in the first inning, so one for one today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Haley Howard on the mound for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. That's high for a ball. Over by Mount Victory, Ohio, is where you'll find Ridgemont. Misses for a ball low. Again, your batter here is Jackie Homan, hitting in the number four position. Pops up out of play behind us here. We're sitting on the first base side of the diamond. Thanks to Holly Gann, who assisted us with arrangements to do the game today. Always very helpful. There's ball four, and Jackie Homan will walk. And, of course, Holly just was awarded the Outstanding Young Athletic Director in Ohio here this week. Actually, it was last week when the award was passed out. She'll receive it at a ceremony in June. This is for a ball. Maddie Guggenbiller, she had a two-run single back in the first inning. That was the big hit in the first inning for the Indians.
Good.
And misses for a ball. Maddie steps back in, hits from the right side. That misses for a ball. Bottom of the third. Indians lead 4-1. Runner at first base in the form of Jackie Homan. There's a call strike. Maddie wears number 44. She's a junior on this club. She's got a nice bat.
Cover the bases.
Plays the catching position. That's a ball, ball four. And that'll put runners on at first and second. Maddie Guggenbiller advancing to first. That will shove Jackie Homan down to second base. With nobody out here in the third, and the Indians have something brewing, Kenzie Garkey will step in. She reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. So 0-for-1 on the day. A bunt, and that is a foul ball. No balls and a strike to the batter here, Kenzie Garkey.
Squares up, get in there. Get in there.
Now.
Swing and a foul ball down the third baseline. Two strikes on Kenzie Garkey. Ridgemont has Jaden D'Andrea at first base. Olivia Karcher is now playing second. Brooke Nelson at shortstop. Whitney Bailey is at third. Kylie Shreve is out in left. Amaya Jones is in center. Braxton Thomas in right. Amanda Howland is behind the plate. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Steps on the bag for the out there. So Kenzie Garkey reaches on the fielder's choice. Jackie Homan is the first out as she is forced out at third. The ball was hit right to Whitney Bailey at third base, who was able to easily tag the third base bag for the force play. And advancing to second is Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's a swing by Ella Shane, and it's caught by the left fielder. Nice play. Ella Shane hit a drive to left center, but caught by the left fielder, Kylie Shreve, for the second out. That'll bring Callie Wendell to the plate.
Tag second base.
They were claiming that the runner going down to third, Maddie Guggenbiller, had left too early. So Maddie's down at third. Callie Wendell's the batter here with two outs. Swing and a base hit to right center. That's going to drive a run in. And here's a throw to third. She is safe at third, a close play. So Callie Wendell gets a single. Gets an RBI.
Come on, Blue.
Driving in Maddie Guggenbiller on the play. And Kinsey Garkey just barely gets to third. A very close play at third. On the throw, Callie Wendell advances down to second. So the Indians have runners at second and third with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. One run home. Swing and a miss by Ava Greasy. She singled and scored back in the second inning, it was. Our only run of the second inning. Indians had three runs in the first, one in the second. Now they have one here in the third to lead 5-1 over Ridgemont. Again, your pitcher for Ridgemont, Haley Howard. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a foul ball down the third baseline. Indians will play Thursday against either Marion Local or St. Henry.
If they win. There's a lifeline.
Yeah. Of course, they have to win tonight first, but if they win tonight, they'll play Thursday. I believe it's a 5 o'clock start again. Here's a swing and a smash in the dugout. I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, mercy.
That was a shot off the bat of Ava Greasy.
Let's go, defense. Be ready. Don't fall asleep.
We have a long way to go in this game yet. We're only in the third inning. It scores 5-1 for Recovery leading Ridgemont.
Coming.
There's a pitch that's high for a ball. Got away from the catcher. And the run scores. The tag, the throw to the plate was really offline by Amanda Howland, the catcher. But it hit the runner coming in from third, Kinsey Garkey. It's a good thing because had that not hit her, that might have allowed another run to come home because Callie Wendell had advanced down to third and was just waiting to come in and score. But she didn't get the opportunity. That makes the score 6-1 now. Ava Greasy, the batter. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a ground ball right back to Haley. And Haley Howard throws to first base to Jada D'Andrea. And that is the out for the third out of the inning. Ava Greasy is retired 1-3. Indians come up with two runs in the inning to take a lead over the Ridgemont Golden Gophers now by a score of 6-1. We'll be back in just a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Well, Ridgemont now trailing by five. They need a little rally here, maybe get two or three runs in this inning, get them right back in the thick of this thing. Fort Recovery had two runs on one hit that last inning and one runner left on base. They had two walks in the inning, which helped them out. So the first batter here for Ridgemont in the fourth is Amanda Halland. She was retired in the first inning on a pop-up, so she is 0 for 1 on the day. Hits in the number 3 spot. She's a senior for Ridgemont. There's a ground ball through the infield between the third and second baseman, and that's going to be a single. The ball is bobbled by the left fielder, Macy Shinneberry, and that allows the runner to go to second. So give her a single on the hit, an error on the left fielder, Macy Shinneberry, for letting the ball get by her and allowing the runner to advance to second. So runner at second with nobody out. Here's Haley Howard. Haley reached on an error and scored back in the second inning. Here's a drive. It's going to be caught by the center fielder.
Good hit, good hit.
One out. This brings up Braxton Thomas. She had a little ground ball that was picked up by pitcher Jackie Homan, who threw over to the second baseman, Callie Wendell, covering first base for the out back in the second inning. So she's 0 for 1 today. That's a ball, ball one. Jackie Homan's gone all the way on the mound here for the Indians so far this evening. There's a swing and a foul. Thomas, a pretty decent batting average, hitting over 300 on the year. That's from the left side. Here's the pitch. One right up the middle. Base hit. That should... Oh, the runner fell down rounding third. And she gets in. The ball got away from the catcher. And the runner, Amanda Halland, able to score because of that. I've got to... You got to give an error on Fort Recovery on that play. But it is definitely a single for Braxton Thomas. And then Thomas advancing to second on the throw. Give her an RBI. I don't know. I don't think she has an RBI on that because the runner should not have scored. Runner fell down rounding third base. And a good throw would have had her. Here's Kylie Shreve. She singled back in the second inning. 1 for 1 today. Got thrown out trying to score at home plate back in the second inning. One run home, one away here in the fourth. That's high for a ball. Ridgemont's had a couple of nice hits off of Jackie Homan here in this inning. Singles by Amanda Halland and also Braxton Thomas. Here's a pop-up and out of play. Single by Amanda Halland was right between the third baseman and the shortstop. And the single by Braxton Thomas was right up the middle.
Let's go, Kylie.
Again, your batter, Kylie Shreve. Hitting from the right side. Here comes the pitch from Jackie Homan. Swing and a miss for a strike. That's two strikes on her.
Go, Kylie.
There's a swing and a miss. Looked like it might have been a little let-up pitch. Strike three. Kylie Shreve goes down, and that's two away, and that'll bring up Whitney Bailey. Bridgemont would like to take advantage of the runner at second base, try to get her home here. Whitley Bailey singled back in the second inning. First pitch is a ball. Fort Recovery has Sophie Pearson at first, Callie Wendell at second, Chloe Greasy at shortstop, Ella Shane at third. Macy Shinneberry is out in left. There's a call strike. Kenzie Garkey's in center, Emma Wills in right. Maddie Guggenbiller behind the plate, and Jackie Homan again on the mound. Your batter here again is Whitney Bailey. Swing and a miss, strike two. Pretty good velocity on that pitch by Jackie Homan. Comes the pitch. Misses for a ball. Two balls and two strikes now to Whitney Bailey. Emma Smith would be next should Whitney keep this inning going here for Ridgemont. There's a swing and a foul off the net to the right side. Two and two, the count remains. Beautiful sunny day here. Fort Recovery, nice breeze, nothing too nasty. Here's one right to the shortstop. Makes the play, the throw, and the out. As Chloe Greasy able to handle that, picked it up cleanly, fired over to Sophie Pearson for the out, and Whitney Bailey is retired 6-3. So Ridgemont comes up with a run to get a little closer here. One run on two hits. There were two errors in the inning on Fort Recovery, and one runner was left on base. At the middle of the fourth inning, Fort Recovery leads Ridgemont 6-1.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back here at Fort Recovery as we're playing the first round sectional tournament game between Fort Recovery and Ridgemont. Fort Recovery comes to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth, leading 6-1 over Ridgemont. High for a ball. It's again to Emma Will, who's the first batter coming up here. Fort Recovery scored three runs in the first. They had a run in the second and two more runs in the third for their six runs in the game. Here's a swing, and Will knocks one over into right field, and a nice catch by the right fielder, Braxton Thomas hauls that in for an out. That was a well-hit ball off the bat of Emma Will, but right at the right fielder for one away. That brings up Chloe Greasy. Greasy singled and struck out, one for two today. Swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Clean pickup to throw. And they say she's safe. Wow. Chloe Greasy beating that one out. I thought they had her for sure. So give Greasy a single. It's her second hit of the day, and that'll bring up Sophie Pearson. Sophie reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning and ended up scoring in the inning. And then popped up to the pitcher. Here's a pop up to the pitcher again, and there's another out. Sophie Pearson popping up to pitcher Haley Howard. Two away. And that will bring Jackie Homan to the plate. Bottom of the fourth inning is where we're at. Fort Recovery leads 6-1 over Ridgemont's Golden Gophers. Here's the pitch. That misses for a ball. Jackie Homan tonight reached base both times, having singled and scored in the first, and she walked in the third inning. Swing and a foul back. Again, they put up new netting here from dugout to dugout to protect the fans. It's high for a ball. Catcher Amanda Hallen for Ridgemont throws down to Jada D'Andrea. And the runner is back safely in the form of Chloe Greasy. Here's the next pitch. Pop up should be caught for an out. Third baseman says, I have it, and she does. Whitney Bailey catching that ball. I believe it was in foul territory, but it's an out. And it's a very quick inning for Ridgemont here in the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth, no runs in the inning for Fort Recovery on one base hit, the single off the bat of Chloe Greasy. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We're at the end of four in this seven-inning game. Fort Recovery leading Ridgemont by a score of 6-1.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Here we go to the top of the fifth inning for Ridgemont.
Good luck.
It will be Olivia Karcher is the batter. Emma Smith started in this spot, but she got injured a couple of innings ago.
So, attack the ball.
It's a call strike. So Emma Smith was 0 for 1 while she was in there. Here's a swing and a foul ball off the right side. Once again, whoever wins this game tonight will play Thursday against either Marion Local or St. Henry. Swing and a miss at a low pitch.
Go, run.
Strike three.
That's all right.
So Olivia Karcher goes down on strikes, and that'll bring up Aubrey Bailey. Aubrey hit one down the first baseline, which was fielded by Sophie Pearson, who tagged the bag for the out back in the third inning. 0 for 1 on the day is Aubrey Bailey. There's the next pitch. Ground ball right back to Jackie Hohen. Easy play, throws over to first base, and there's the out for Ridgemont. That went from 1-3. Nice pickup there by Jackie Hohen on the mound. And a nice catch by Sophie Pearson at first base, and that'll bring up the top of the order. Amaya Jones steps in. Swing, and one to the shortstop for the out. Little soft liner to shortstop Chloe Greasy for the out, and the side is quickly retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're at the middle of the fifth inning. Fort Recovery leading 6-1 over Ridgemont.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
We move to the bottom of the fifth inning here. Fort Recovery leading 6-1. See if I can pick up a score from the baseball game tonight. There's a swing and a ground ball foul down the third baseline off the bat of Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie singled and walked. 1-for-1 today, has two RBIs on that single back in the first inning. She also scored a run when she walked in the third. Smash right past the shortstop. Single for Maddie Guggenbiller. That's her second hit of the day. Kenzie Garkey comes to the plate now. She reached on a fielder's choice in the first and also in the third inning and ended up scoring in the third inning after she reached base. The pinch runner coming in for Fort Recovery, Kayla Heitkamp, comes in to run for Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's Kenzie Garkey stepping in for Fort Recovery. A bunt attempt is foul. Fort Recovery trying to manufacture an insurance run. They're already leading 6-1. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Only two more at-bats for Ridgemont here today. They need five runs to even the score. Which that certainly is feasible. Swing and a smash, foul down the third base line.
Way ahead.
Coach Ryan Ten tried to flag it down, but he couldn't get to it. On deck is Ella Shane for Fort Recovery. Again, the Indians lead 6-1 here in the bottom of the fifth against the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Another foul ball. You're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial. Jay County's game tonight is being heard at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Patriots are playing Muncie Central tonight. Again, you can hear that game at 105.3 FM or 1440 AM. There's a ball.
Green 887.
Here comes the next pitch. Smash, foul again. Way off to the left. Again, Haley Howard is your pitcher here for Ridgemont. She's gone all the way. Jackie Homan has gone all the way for the Fort Recovery Indians. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her on a strike. The runner's going, and she is out. So Kinsey Garkey goes down on strikes. Guggenbiller. Was Heitkamp running. She was on the move there to try to steal second, and she is nailed by the catcher of Ridgemont, Amanda Hallen. There's two away. And that cleans off the bases. So that brings up Ellis Shane. Swing and a miss. Looked like a foul tip, maybe. Ella today reached on an error and also lined out to left fielder Kylie Shreve. Swing and a smash to the second baseman. Should be an easy play. And it is. And Ella Shane is retired 4-3 for the third out of the inning. Olivia Thomas over to Jada D'Andrea for the out. So no runs on one base hit. There were no errors. And nobody was left on base. We're at the end of five. Fort Recovery leading Ridgemont. Score of 6-1.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back here at Fort Recovery, we're right next door to the elementary middle school. New softball baseball complex being constructed here. This totally new baseball field. The softball field was here already. They just made some improvements to the facility. New wall around the dugout, from the one dugout to the other dugout. New dugouts, I believe.
One place. One spot. Look for one spot to hit the ball in. They could be there.
There you go. At the plate here for Ridgemont to go to the sixth is Brooke Nelson. Ridgemont down to their last two innings here, trailing 6-1. Fort Recovery baseball team is leading New Bremen 5-2 in the sixth inning. Pop up is going to be, it falls in for a base hit. Runner's trying to go to second. She's out. Yep, tried to go to second, and she is out at second base. So give Brooke Nelson a single as it falls, kind of a pop up, which fell in between Callie Wendell and Emma Will out in right field. And then Brooke Nelson tried to stretch it to a double, and she was nailed at second base for the out. One away. Not sure who made that throw, but here's Amanda Howland. That's high for a ball. Amanda was retired on a pop-up in the first inning and singled back in the fourth inning and scored. Swing and a miss there. So Amanda is 1-for-2 on the day today. There's a well-hit ball, falls in for a base hit into left center. Nice swing there for Amanda Halland. She holds it first, and that'll bring up Haley Howard. Haley reached on an error and scored in the second, and she flied out to center fielder Kenzie Garkey in the fourth. So 0-for-2 on the day. That misses for a ball. Haley Howard, the batter, has a nice batting average over 300. There's a strike. Swing and a miss for a strike.
Go, Haley.
1-1. That misses for a ball. Gophers need some runs here. Just, you know, maybe two or three would be enough to get them back in the game. They only trail by five. Here's a swing and a fly ball to center field, and that's going to be caught. There's an out. Kenzie Garkey wearing her sunglasses out there, and rightfully so. It's certainly a sun field out there. So Haley Howard is retired, flying to center. Two away, and that'll bring up Braxton Thomas. Braxton grounded out to the pitcher, Jackie Homan, back in the second, and she singled in the fourth. Misses for a ball. Ridgemont down to their last four outs. There's a pop-up, should be caught. And the catcher, Maddie Guggenbiller, races over and makes the play for the out. Braxton Thomas pops up in foul territory to catcher Maddie Guggenbiller for the third out of the inning. No runs. There were two base hits. That might have been a very costly mistake by Ridgemont's Amanda Hallen, or I'm sorry, it was Brooke Nelson, trying to stretch the single into a double, and she was thrown out at second base. Otherwise, they had two hits in the inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody was left on base. We're at the middle of the sixth inning to score, Fort Recovery 6 and Ridgemont 1.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning for Fort Recovery. Swinging a foul back. Batters Callie Wendell. Callie on the night is 1-for-2, struck out in the first and singled in the third inning. These teams have pretty even records, 10-7 for the Indians, 9-7 for Ridgemont. Ridgemont still in this game, but they're down by five. Here's a drive up the middle for a base hit. single for Callie Wendell, her second hit of the evening. That'll bring up Ava Greasy.
Number 12, Ava Greasy.
She singled in the second and scored and grounded out to the pitcher, Haley Howard, in the third. So one for two for Ava Greasy. Here's a bunt. Picked up by the pitcher, throws to first. There's the out there. So Ava Greasy is retired 1-3. It was a sacrifice bunt, so that will not count against her. That does move up Callie Wendell down to second base. There's an extra insurance run there for the Indians if they can get Callie home. One away, and that'll bring up Emma Will. Emma single grounded out to the third baseman, lined out to right field. A big whiff, swings and misses for strike one. She was going for the fence on that one. Here we go with the next pitch. This will score a ball. Runner's going, and she's in there safely. That popped out of the mitt of Amanda Howland, the catcher, giving Callie Wendell time to race down to third base. Emma Will, the batter. Hitting right around 300 on the year. Here's the pitch. Call strike. Two strikes now on Emma Will. Haley Howard's pitched a nice game for Ridgemont. Here's a swing and a drive to the right fielder. Makes the catch there. Runner's going to tag and score. Callie Wendell comes home. So it's a sacrifice fly for Emma Will. Second out of the inning. She gets an RBI on that. That'll bring up Chloe Greasy. Bases are empty now. Chloe Greasy singled in the first and scored, struck out in the second, and singled in the fourth inning. So 2-for-3 on the night for Chloe Greasy. Here's a smash to left field, way back. It's a home run. A home run for Chloe Greasy out of the ballpark. That makes the score now 8-1. First homer of the game for either team.
Number 4 batter, be ready.
She got all of that, baby. That brings up Sophie Pearson. She reached on a fielder's choice. She popped up to the pitcher and popped up to the pitcher. She's 0-for-3 on the night. Here comes the next pitch. Slow for a ball. So that makes Chloe Greasy on the night. She has 3-for-4 tonight for Chloe, including the home run. Scored 2 runs and drove in a run. Next pitch. Swing and a foul back, out of play. Again, Sophie Pearson, your batter here. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Recovery now leading 8-1 over Ridgemont. Next pitch. Swing and a ball that's knocked down by the shortstop. I'm going to go ahead and give her a single on that as Brooke Nelson, the shortstop, had to dive just to get her mitt on that. So let's give Sophie Pearson a single. That's her first hit of the night. And that will bring up Jackie Homan, the pitcher. Homan singled and scored in the first, walked in the third, popped up to the third baseman in the fourth inning. So she has 1-for-3. 3 on the night. Actually, she walks. She's 1 for 2 on the night. This is for a ball. Fort Recovery and Ridgemont battling here. First round of the sectional tournament. Next game would be the sectional championship game. There's a swing and a foul back. Right now, Fort Recovery's looking pretty good, but it's never over till it's over. Score is 8-1. Fort Recovery leading at the moment here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jackie Holman, your batter. Pops it up and out of play. Third baseman Whitney Bailey came over to try to flag that one down, but it was out of play. Maddie Guggenbiller would be next. Should Jackie Holman get on, there are two outs here. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. Jackie Holman facing Haley Howard. Both pitchers have gone all the way. Haley Howard for Ridgemont. Jackie Holman for Fort Recovery. Here comes the pitch. Pop up. I don't think they can get that. Nope, it's out of play. Almost picked out Ray Cooney down there. Picked off Ray Cooney. Ray over here covering the game for the Commercial Review newspaper. That's ball 4. Runner was going, but she didn't need to worry about it as Jackie Holman draws a base on balls. So Sophie Pearson goes down to second base, and on at first, Jackie Holman, and here's Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's a smash to right field. Right fielder's there to make the play and the out, and that's the inning. So Maddie Guggenbiller flies out to right field to end the inning. So the Indians come up with 2 runs in the inning on a total of 3 base hits. The big hit, the home run by Chloe Greasy, although it was just a solo. So we're at the end of 6, Fort Recovery with a lead now of 8-1 over the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. We'll be back.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And back here once again at Fort Recovery, we go to the seventh inning. Indians have a chance to close out the game here by shutting down Ridgemont here in the seventh inning. Let's see here. Checking my scoring. There's a call strike. Haley Shreve is leading off here for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Tonight she singled and struck out, 1-for-2 on the evening against Jackie Homan. Misses for a ball. One ball and one strike. Eric Catterly, our studio producer this afternoon at our studios in Portland, will be joining the Reds game as soon as we finish this game. Here's a fly ball in play, but in foul territory, and the left fielder down there, Macy Shinneberry, could not catch up with that. Again, Kylie Shreve is your batter. 1-for-2 on the day for Kylie. Here's Jackie Homan's pitch. Swing and a little pop-up. Caught by Callie Wendell racing over from her second base spot for the out. One away. Soft little liner. Callie had to come a long way for that. She caught that in front of the second base bag. That'll bring up Whitney Bailey. She is 1-for-2 on the night with a single back in the second inning. It's a swing and a foul back. If the Indians play Thursday, we'll be back here for the broadcast. Again, it will be against either St. Henry or Marion Local. Call a strike.
Hey, you're good. It's a little out there.
Two strikes to the batter now, Whitney Bailey. There's a swing, a pop-up. Second baseman, Callie Wendell, has it for the out. So Callie has accounted for both outs here in the inning, two away. And Ridgemont's down to their final out. Olivia Karcher is the batter. Emma Smith started in this position, then she got injured. Olivia Karcher came in. So Karcher is 0-for-1 on the day so far, having struck out back in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss for a strike. Jackie Homan trying to wrap up a complete game here. Time for a ball. She's only had two strikeouts, so it hasn't been dominating in that area. Control's been pretty good. That's in the dirt for... I guess I spoke too soon. That one in the dirt for a ball. As far as base on balls, let me see if she's had any. She has not had any base on balls. So two strikeouts and zero walks so far. Trying to finish off the game here with a out for Olivia Karcher. Call a strike. I believe it's 2-2.
Hey, that wasn't you. That was low. Let's go. Come on, Olivia.
Olivia Karcher, the batter here for Ridgemont. Swing and a foul ball foul down past first base. Olivia Karcher trying to stay alive here. Ridgemont trailing 8-1. Take that back, 8-2. They scored a run in the second and a run in the fourth inning for their two runs. Swinging a foul off the right side.
Come on, man. You got it.
Indians scored 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, and 2 in the sixth for a total of 8 runs. 8-2 is the score.
You got it, Liv.
Still no scoreboard here at Fort Recovery as part of the renovation project. So
go, Liv!
Sends one right back to Jackie Holman. There's the throw to the first to Sophie Pearson, and there is the out to retire the side. That went 1-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left here in the seventh inning. And the Indians have won their first game of the tournament, 8-2 over Ridgemont. Again, they'll play on Thursday night right here at Fort Recovery against either Marion Local or St. Henry. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up for you, and then we'll be joining the Cincinnati Reds. So stay tuned for that coming up momentarily.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Rob Weaver back here at Fort Recovery Middle School, Elementary School, where the baseball and softball diamonds are located. Final score, Fort Recovery 8 and Ridgemont 2. 8 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors for the Indians. 2 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors for Ridgemont. Ridgemont had all 3 of their errors in the first inning. They didn't commit an error after that. So 8-2 the final score. Real quickly, Fort Recovery's hitting. We had Emma Will going 1-for-3 with a single on the night. Chloe Greasy was 3-for-4 with a home run and 2 singles on the evening. Also had an RBI. And by the way, Emma Will had an RBI on a sacrifice fly. Sophie Pearson was 1-for-4 with a single, also scored a run. Jackie Holman was 1-for-2. And she walked twice and had a single, scored a run in the first inning. Maddie Guggenbiller was 2-for-3 on the evening with 2 singles, had 2 RBIs, a big 2-run single in the first inning to get us off to a good start. And she scored a run in the third. That was Maddie Guggenbiller. Kenzie Garkey was 0-for-3 on the day but did score a run in the third inning when she reached on a fielder's choice and came on around. Ella Shane was 0-for-3 on the night. Callie Wendell was 2-for-3 with 2 singles. She also drove in a run and scored a run in the sixth inning. Ava Greasy was 1-for-2 on the night. She had a single in the second, ended up scoring in the second inning, and had a sacrifice bunt also on the night for the Indians. So that was your hitting for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery improving to 11-7 on the year. Ridgemont ends their tournament trail as they are now at 9-8 on the season. Once again, 8 runs, 11 hits for the Indians, 2 runs, 6 hits for Ridgemont. That's the final score. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned. Cincinnati Reds baseball coming up in just a moment.
J Country 101 is WPGW-FM Portland.